Free Talk Live, launching into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free, bring up anything you want. 1-800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And joining you this evening is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, 800-259-9231. Coming up, you can talk about whatever you want, and also on the way, we'll talk about what's going on with a gagged video journalist. He is gagged, and we will explain why. But first, we go to Mama Allie, listening in Tennessee. Mama Allie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi, Ian. I have some questions that I cannot find anywhere online, and I know you guys have had great luck with it in Keene, but I'm not exactly sure how it works. So if you guys could clarify for me, I would really appreciate it.
I'll do my best.
I have seen that several activists that have been arrested have had other activists represent them in court.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, did they have to have a legal document to be able to do that, like a power of attorney?
Yes.
Or something? Okay, what is the name of that? Is it a special kind of power of attorney?
I don't know. I think it's some sort of a, basically, you know, write-up that you authorize so-and-so to have power of attorney over you and so on and so forth. But the thing you need to be aware of is this is, as I understand it, not available in all states. As I understand it, in many places that you have to have an attorney, a licensed member of the bar in that particular state.
Those are the people that write the laws, after all.
Right. New Hampshire is
write laws that benefit them.
Yeah. New Hampshire is unusual in that it allows anyone of, oh gosh, what's the term? They talk about it on the New Hampshire Clog video that I posted over at freekeen.com today, actually. Basically, the term is you have to be of good character, which means that you can't have had any misdemeanors or felonies on your rap sheet, shall we say. If you do, then you're likely to be refused to be allowed to, you as, and when I say you, I mean you as the person who wants to be the attorney. So the person who wants to be your attorney would have to be completely clean, and then you submit this power of attorney, and then they appear in front of the man in the robe, and he gets sworn in as essentially an officer of the court. So it's doable up here in New Hampshire. How many other places have this option? Of that, I am not sure.
Okay, well, I will look at specifically in my state. I'm dealing with a property thing here among my other millions of projects, but I have to go to court and I need to represent a lady who is all the way in Colorado and she can't travel because she's ill. They're going to put a warrant out for her arrest if she doesn't appear here, and she can't. And
crazy.
So I need to stand in for her, but I am not sure how to do so.
Well, that would be something where it all depends on how helpful the bureaucrats are locally. Sometimes you have better luck than others. I mean, in some cases, you call bureaucracy up and you won't even get a return phone call. In other cases, you may find somebody who has yet to have had their soul sucked out from them by working for bureaucracy for their whole life, and they may actually be of assistance to you to where you could ask them a question like that. But frequently the answer will be, we're not here to provide you with legal advice. You'll have to consult an attorney. But you may be able to call and ask the court people, hey, I can't afford an attorney and I have to do this. Can I put myself in? Can we have this lady write up a power of attorney for me? And can that be entered in this case? And they'll maybe give you an honest answer about that. Or they might lie to you and give you misinformation, in which case they aren't reliable or liable, rather, for telling you those that misinformation. So.
Right. Okay. All right. I appreciate it, guys.
Good luck, Allie, and thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
I had an ex-girlfriend who worked for the clerk of courts at one point, and she would tell stories to me about times that she decided just not to be helpful for whatever reason, and she really got a gleam in her eye. Like apparently it's a game. It was a game there to be able to just sort of say, sorry, can't dispense legal advice, but you can get an attorney, you know, that kind of thing.
Yep.
Like, you'd have to deliver it in the sweetest fashion possible because their boss was very concerned with customer service. But the reality of the situation is that they can't dispense legal advice. However, they do know information about how to do this or that. And if it's a good day, for whatever reason, they'll say, well, look, I can't dispense legal advice, but I've seen people do this, 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 and this. So they can do whatever they want. They just, you know. In many cases, choose not to.
Absolutely. I mean, sometimes it can be something as basic as refusing to make a copy of something for you. Around here in Keene, they're pretty good about it. If you, for instance, bring in a motion, you don't have an extra copy for the prosecutor, the ladies here will go ahead and make a copy for you, which, you know, that's nice. They don't have to do that. They could say, you can go to the library and pay 15 cents or whatever they charge these days. Maybe it's more than that. But no, instead they go and they actually make copies of things, and that's cool. I mean, I appreciate that. They still don't have a fax machine. Oh, actually, I think they have a fax machine, but when I asked if I could fax in a motion rather than having to physically come down there and hand it to them, no, sorry, we can't accept things via the fax machine. So, 1-800-259-9231. So you can't go into talking with these people and expect them to do anything for you. And if they do something for you, it's like a bonus. Hey, you found a helpful bureaucrat. Congratulations.
Nice little bonus.
Yeah. So
the bureaucrats here, I have found, just by personal experience, are less bureaucrat-y.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they tend to be nice. It's a smaller city. The government, the local government here is very accessible.
Right.
So it's not like if you live in a city that's much larger in Florida, you know, you don't know those people. But these people, I mean, everybody knows everybody
yeah,
here.
Yeah, you see them around town. And it makes a difference.
It does make a big difference in that, you know, they're that much more responsible to you because you are going to see them someplace and probably provide them with service at some point.
Let's continue with you and your thoughts and talk to Matt in Illinois on the Amp Lines. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
First off, just real quick, I went to a focus group last night. I participated in a focus group for PayPal. And PayPal's coming out with some neat products. I promise not to talk about them, so I can't say anything. But I did mention Bitcoin to them, and they didn't know anything about Bitcoin, which I was kind of surprised to hear.
Yeah, well, maybe they didn't know about it, but we know that PayPal, from what I understand, has been cracking down on websites that are essentially go-betweens or money exchanges, people that are taking payments in U.S. dollars or other currency and using that to sell people or buy Bitcoins. So somebody at PayPal knows about it.
The guy was just feigning.
Well, maybe he's just a low-level guy who just does these surveys or whatever, and he just doesn't know about it. I mean, that's certainly a possibility.
The other people that were there seemed to know about it. At least half of them were nodding their heads and saying, yeah, what about that? So at least a good portion of those people, you know, regular people that were participating like me.
So what else is on your mind tonight, Matt?
I read a story that I thought was interesting about a gentleman in Minneapolis. Unfortunately, this is happening all too often. In Minneapolis on May 22nd, was hit with some tornadoes. There's been a lot of tornadoes lately. And he owns a tree-trimming business. His name is Mike Hagee. And he went there voluntarily, signed a waiver to help people clear trees. And as he was doing so, a city inspector showed up. And Hagee didn't have a license to trim the trees in Minneapolis.
Oh, jeez.
Neighbors came out to tell the inspector that this guy was doing it for free, and they would not let him continue. He had to go.
Outrageous.
So he's yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, so, you know, that's how nice, that's how service-oriented the bureaucrats in Minneapolis are.
Right. They're not going to clear your trees for you, but they'll be sure to kick out the guy
someone
that's helping you.
Yeah.
Well, they're not getting their cut, so.
That's right.
And he was driving along, and people saw, you know, he had the big bucket,
mm-hmm.
and people saw him and, you know, waved him down and were trying to get him to help.
Sure.
And he's saying, I can't, they kicked me out. So he finally stops to help somebody move a tree, which doesn't need a license, according to them. And as he did so, some cops that had been following him, some plainclothes cops
Incredible.
That had been following him, pulled him over. And they called the uniform police, and they detained him for 2 hours. And he has he had to record on his cell phone video camera, so he has this online.
Nice.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm listening.
Yeah, he has this online at Hastings Star Gazette. But he got a $275 fine for trimming wet trees without a license.
Unbelievable.
Helping people who have been in a tornado.
Well, if he's smart, he won't pay it, but then again, most people do pay the fine. So thanks for the call tonight, Matt. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I'd like to take that one to a jury. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP. Features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Once again, toll free number, 800-259-9231. You can join us at freetalklive.com, where you can listen in. We've got listening options there, live streams. You can listen to the latest show, Free Talk Live, streamed around the clock over at listen.freetalklive.com. You can listen in both dial-up and broadband flavors. Plus, we've got a list of 103 great radio stations across the country that carry the show at different times throughout the week, as well as our satellite listening options, including XM Satellite Radio, and that's two XM channels, actually, as well as our free-to-air KU-band channel, plus the webcam, the listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial and dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to get the details and get tuned in.
The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle is an affordable, versatile, reliable rifle, and it'll deliver 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance in a variety of situations. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. It's a serious rifle for those serious about rifles, the perfect do-it-all bolt-action rifle where a rugged, reliable Ruger meets the practical tactical. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle, the one rifle you have to have if you can have only one. You can go see it at Ruger.com and buy it at your gun dealer.
All right, so you can take control and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. A gagged journalist. It's happening, actually, probably right now, over in Manchester. As we explained to you over the weekend and talked a little further about it on Monday, the activists, some of the Liberty activists, had gone out to Manchester Police Department to engage in a protest, to protest Manchester Police's violent tactics, that they were being violent with people in unnecessary ways. And they were out there protesting that. Some people were chalking. Manchester PD came out and began making arrests because people did not have government ID. They would ask somebody if they had government ID on them, if they had an ID on them. And if they did not, if they refused to show it, then they would be arrested. And people were charged with nonsense catch-alls like disorderly conduct and the new criminal mischief, which no one I know has been charged with yet. This was the first time I'd seen that one pulled out. And they weren't. There wasn't any consistency. Some people were charged.
Oh, I saw that. I was wondering what was different about the criminal mischief versus the disorderly conduct.
I have no idea.
Is criminal mischief the same? Is it a misdemeanor and a misdemeanor? Is it the same?
Good question. I believe they're both misdemeanors. I believe they are.
So I'm just curious what they were thinking. Doesn't make any sense.
They got a couple of catch-all charges that they can. It seems like they can just get away with giving anybody for any reason, and the judges do not scold them. It seemed to me that there was some time in history when judges would scold police for just doing that kind of thing, but I think that those times are past, if there ever was one.
So there were multiple arrests, 8 people arrested. They're completely peaceful. They didn't harm anybody. Maybe did a little bit of chalking, which of course would have washed off in the first rain, and doesn't take long for it to rain in New Hampshire sometimes. So they were all arrested. Most of them were let out, thankfully, and they've got arraignment date's been scheduled, I think, for later this month, actually during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. But Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com has stepped up to take this activism to the next level. He has decided to engage in a protest at tonight's city council meeting in the city of Manchester. And also, in addition to that, a number of Manchester Liberty lovers are going to the city council meeting tonight to speak out during the public comment session. Unlike in Keene, where we live, there is no public comment section at the city council meeting here.
You have to stop it if they get enough public comment. Don't worry.
You have to, right, I see what you're saying. They're going to get rid of it. But in Manchester, you've got one of those situations where they let you have 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You can just go up and blather for three minutes.
Go talk about anything you'd like for 3 minutes.
I love it in California when the really crazy people get up there in like the L.A. city city council meeting.
There was one guy in particular. Didn't he get elected at some point?
Oh, God, what was that guy's name? Yeah, there was one guy that got elected to the school board somewhere in California and just started raising hell. It's amazing.
It's good stuff.
Yeah. So tonight, Liberty activists are there, and Dave Ridley apparently is going to be out front. He wrote this post over at nhunderground.com in the forum saying that shortly after 6:45 tonight, I'll quietly enter the public comment session at Manchester's Board of Aldermen meeting. My mouth will be gagged, and there will be a small sign on my forehead. The sign will read, MPD Gags Indie Press. I'm prepared to be arrested rather than denied entry. I will get in line to speak if the board wishes, but will not insist on it since I live in a nearby town.
So will he just stand there and say nothing for his 3 minutes?
That's what is my understanding.
You'll have to look at him.
Yeah.
With a
gag. That's
awkward.
3 minutes always goes by much slower when you're just sitting there.
Staring at a guy with a ball gag in his mouth and I don't know if it's a ball gag or not. With a gag in his mouth and some kind of message on his forehead. Yes. And Dave is just the guy to do that.
This, yeah.
Yeah, he could totally stand there and pull this off.
Dave says others are invited to join him, if possible, bringing disposable cameras. Considering the police, one point I forgot to mention, it's pretty important, they confiscated people's cameras. They took 6 or 7 different video cameras and cell phones from people on Saturday afternoon when they were making these arrests. Even people who were not arrested had their cameras stolen from them. On the pretense that, well, you're holding evidence, we need to have that. Even though they've got their own cameras all over the damn place.
Evidence against what?
Evidence of a crime.
Just evidence?
Or just evidence of us arresting you, apparently.
You have evidence. If they really wanted evidence of a video evidence, why don't they have their own video? Why in this day and age, when government could easily have little portable spy cams and audio recording devices on the uniform, integrated into the badge of a police officer, why do we not have this information?
They have cameras in their cars.
No, yeah, well, they don't. The fact is, here's the answer. They don't want it. They don't want you knowing what the interaction is like between the officer and the individual, because they would, you know, these guys aren't used to that. They're used to doing whatever they want and getting away with it.
So if we find any of the video from this, I'm sure Dave's going to have his camera and he'll be rolling tape on this, possibly doing some quick broadcasts. And quick.com, QIK.com is where you can go to get software for your smartphone that actually allows you to stream video live to the internet. So if the cops steal your phone, they can't delete the video because it's already gone out, which is an important, very, very important activist tool. So Dave invites others to join him. He encourages them to not be disruptive during the meeting. That way it's the police that'll be the ones that are disruptive. Because if you're just standing there silently with a gag in your mouth and a sign on your forehead and you're not doing anything besides that, and the police come up and, you know, they interrupt the meeting to come up and mess with you like they did with us when we were, me and a few others were drinking in the city council meeting in Keene. We were drinking from brown bottles. Everything was fine. We weren't disrupting the meeting. We didn't speak. We didn't yell. We didn't do anything. We didn't make a bunch of noise. We're just sitting there drinking from these brown bottles.
Drinking water.
Yeah. Well, I was drinking water. There may have been somebody with some actual beer in there, but the point is, people are allowed to have drinks in city council meetings, so it wasn't in any way disruptive until the man who calls himself the mayor interrupted the meeting and began addressing the people in the audience who were drinking. So he disrupted his own meeting, but yet I was the one that was arrested, and as was Sam and some others, and charged with so-called disorderly conduct on the pretense that it was we who were disrupting the meeting. So
it was you guys that were making fun of the meeting, but only in your own sort of quiet way.
Yeah, exactly right. 800-259-9231. So if you're not reverent towards the government, if you're not respectful towards the government, if you laugh at them, that's a crime. If you make fun of them, that's a crime, apparently. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. If we hear anything out of Manchester, we'll let you know. And as the video is released, we'll post it over at freekeen.com as they find out about it. More coming up. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
What would you do with a check for $25,000? What if you could eliminate all of your credit card debt in 90 days and keep all of your money? Hi, I'm Jason Davenport, and I've just completed ZeroDebt100.com, a program that stops and prevents debt collections of all kinds, including debt collectors and foreclosures, with guaranteed results. Forget loan modification. Zero Debt showed me how to get the banks to pay my property taxes and insurance while stopping my foreclosure without paying one dime. An attorney tried to garnish my wages, but the court denied his request because of what I filed from the Zero Debt program. Find out how I did this by calling Zero Debt today at 800-477-9256. Tell them Jason sent you and ask for the Zero Debt special and the free bonus promotion about stopping an IRS levy and getting your money back. Tell them Jason sent you and call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit www.zerodebt100.com.
Extend your life.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've heard Alex Jones talk about eFoods Direct and their highly nutritious long-term storable food. Believe me, it tastes great. Order any three of their qualified packs and you'll receive the fourth absolutely free. Let's say you order three of their one-week responder kits. You'll get the fourth week free. That's a $75 savings on a one-month supply. Are you kidding me? For the cost of one greasy fast food supersized combo lunch, you can eat three hearty, delicious meals. And this offer is good for any of their quick fix supplies. This offer ends on June 22nd. eFoods Direct is prepared for these troubled times and will ship your order within 48 hours. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Your order deadline is June 22nd. To buy three and get one free, call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get more food for your money at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. Enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You can go there and watch on the webcam if you'd like. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can watch, you can listen, and interact because the chat room is built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to do that. It's all free, of course. That's cam.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed, real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. You can too. FreedomsPhoenix.com.
Toll-free number again, 1-800-259-9231. Of course, you can bring up anything that you'd like. There's news out of Pixic.com, which is formerly the blog of Carlos Miller. Well, it still is Carlos's blog. It used to be called Photography's Not a Crime. Now it's PIXIQ.com.
Is it just shorter?
It's definitely shorter.
Well, yeah, is that why you picked the...
I don't know. It's kind of hard to spell it, so I'm not sure. But nonetheless... It's a wider, I guess, cutting blog. It's covering more than just the issue of police photography. It's more of a photographer's blog. So Carlos Miller is a guy who is from the Miami area, and we've actually talked with Carlos before in the past, and he kind of got into the world of activism, was thrown into it, as many people are, by the police themselves, as he was doing his job, which is... photographing
taking
things.
Taking pictures.
He was in the street in Miami, and he saw what I believe was a a car accident, or the police pulled someone over or something like that, and he had come up to photograph this. He was in a public space. He was on a public street.
What's the big deal?
And the police surrounded him, and they threatened him, and they intimidated him, and there ended up being a court case about it. He ended up winning, actually, and it kind of from there launched the Photography is Not a Crime blog, and really has been a real resource for people out there that want to get the latest information about the police cracking down on photographers and videographers. And so that's what he's reporting on here over at pixic.com. Where,
and it's hard for me to believe that, in America we tolerate the idea that it would be a crime to take video of something happening. I mean, I suppose one might be able to make the argument that, well, terrorists will take the videos and the pictures to reconnoiter an area that they're going to blow up. If you're going to let freedom be diminished to the point that that point, because the terrorists might do something, you might as well just give it up. Because if the terrorists wanted your freedom, they got it.
Yep, sure did. So here's what happened down in Miami Beach. According to PixSic, Miami Beach police did their best to destroy a citizen video that shows them shooting a man to death in a hail of bullets on Memorial Day. But not only that, first police pointed their guns at the man who shot the video. According to a Miami Herald interview with the videographer, then they ordered the man and his girlfriend out of the car and threw them to the ground, yelling, "You want to be an effing paparazzi?"
Oh, that's nice.
Then they snatched the cell phone from his hand and slammed it to the ground before stomping on it. They then placed the smashed
phone.
Pulling
their guns on some guy with a cell phone.
That's right.
It's really awesome. I mean, this is these are the people that pay their salaries, and this is the kind of respect they have for them, which, by the way, is zero.
Yep. They then placed the smashed phone in the videographer's back pocket as he was laying down on the ground.
There's your little phone,
nice.
Buddy.
That's such an insult. Like, just the way that is done, it was absolutely done with the intention of F you.
Yeah, absolutely right. And finally, they took him to a mobile command center where they snapped his photo and demanded the phone again, then took him to police headquarters where they conducted a recorded interview with him before releasing him. But what they didn't know was that Narcisse Benoit had removed the SIM card and hid it in his mouth.
Genius.
Which means the video survived. Benoit showed the video to the Miami Herald reporters on Thursday, who described it in their article. The 3-minute video captured on his Evo phone begins as officers crowd around the east side of a man's car with guns drawn. Roughly 15 seconds into the video, officers open fire. Benoit filmed the incident from the sidewalk, and it was close enough to see some of the officers' faces and individual muzzle flashes from the guns.
Wow.
Shortly after the gunfire ends, an officer points at Benoit, and police can be heard yelling for him to turn off the camera. The voices are muffled at times, and the 35-year-old car stereo technician drops his hand with the camera and hurries back to his Ford Expedition parked further east on 13th Street. The video shows Benoit getting into his car where his girlfriend sat in the driver's seat. He raises the camera, and an officer is seen appearing on the driver's side with his gun drawn, pointed at them.
Right. Now, if he didn't get that video, they would deny that ever happened.
Absolutely. It wouldn't matter how many people said they saw it either, even though they were in public. The video ends as more officers are heard yelling expletives, telling the couple to turn the video off and to get out of the car. Davis said, "They put guns to our heads and threw us to the ground."
Is there anybody out there who could defend this?
Good question. 1-800-259-9231. Maybe you're that person.
Tell me the reason. Explain it to me. Make me understand.
Why is it that the police should be able to confiscate video cameras from people who are in a public place recording what it is they do?
The chiefs of police, the best explanation I've seen from the Union of Chiefs of Police or whatever, is that, police brutality and this kind of thing happens so rarely that one doesn't need to record it. I mean, that was the statement. That you don't need to record this stuff because it happens so rarely.
Then you shouldn't have a problem with people recording it.
Absolutely.
Because it doesn't happen often.
It's just
often.
The opposite.
And when it does happen, those
back.
People deserve to be fired, right?
Usually when you have instances like this, they're being misinterpreted, and the officer has a perfectly good explanation. It just looks bad on video.
They're better human beings than all of the rest of us.
Whatever their explanation is, it's better.
Well, so there's a little more to the story here. Now, the video has been posted at this point in the article. Carlos Miller says that it hasn't been posted. He has since updated the piece with a link at the very top. So we put this over at the Free Talk Live show prep which you can find over at freetalklive.com for each show, you'll be able to link to this Pixic article and get to the video itself. I did watch it briefly there during our last break, and sure enough, he gets a crystal clear image of that police officer pointing a gun in at them while they're in their vehicle.
Wow.
It's scary.
You imagine how frightening that must have been?
That's crazy, man. I mean, and this is right after the same cop, likely, and I don't know if it was the exact same cop. There was a group of cops that had surrounded this car where they shot this man. So this cop, if he's one of those cops that shot the guy, whether he's not is or not, he's probably still on an adrenaline rush from even being around in the area where all this gunfire was going on.
You just watched this guy execute some dude, and now he's
pointing a gun at you.
Now he's freaking out and pointing a gun at you.
Yep.
I mean, how crazy that must have been.
One slip on the trigger.
You know what's really scary about this is if he had shot him, I don't think he would go to jail for murder.
Oh, no, of course not.
And that's what's wrong.
They'd come up with some story about how he thought he had a gun in his hand.
Yeah.
He thought
his cell phone was loaded.
It's disturbing. It makes me speechless. I don't even know how to respond because it's terrible.
Sick. When the BART officer over in, was it San Francisco, pulled out his gun and shot this dude that was handcuffed and kneeling before him, they said, oh, I thought that was the taser. I'm sorry.
Wow. If you mistake a taser and a gun, you probably should not be allowed to carry either.
People have said that.
The story doesn't end there, though. Benoit and his girlfriend also said police, guess what? Smashed several phones from other witnesses. So hopefully they were able to recover their videos as well. The new details emerged a day after the police announced they'd found a gun in the car that they'd shot up. It took police 2.5 days to find the gun in the Hyundai, but they still haven't determined if it was discharged that night. Probably haven't even determined if it was planted by the police either. For all we know, it could have been locked away in the trunk of the car, according to Miller. Four innocent bystanders, by the way, were shot during that shooting. Guess who shot them?
Wow.
Four?
That's right.
Yikes.
Wow.
Also, an hour after the shooting, another officer shot at a man who she believed was driving towards her. But he turned out to be allegedly drunk, which is why he was driving erratically and eventually into a police cruiser. 1-800-259-9231.
Before or after, we got to pull it in him.
And remember that BART cop shooting, Mark, where they shot that guy in San Francisco in the back of the head as he was laying on the ground handcuffed with several cops surrounding him. In that instance, they also went around to the crowd and confiscated cameras.
Yes, they don't like those cameras.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Your comments are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to EscapeHarassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's EscapeHarassment.com. Remember, Escape Harassment works.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You're invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features totally free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take your $3 a month in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card through PayPal, or use Visa or MasterCard right through our secure website over at amp.freetalklive.com. And you get perks too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only forum, the AMP-only podcast, and more. Go get the details and get signed up. Makes a difference for us when you do. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to your phone calls, James in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, James.
Hi, can you guys hear me?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, thank you. The thing is about when it comes to the shooting, what happened in Miami Beach a few weekends ago about what you were just saying about that. The thing is that I was listening to what they were saying on the local news, and I noticed that the Spanish language programs, they actually covered it a lot better than the English ones. Do you believe that?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do.
I totally
believe
it.
You know,
I was waiting at 8 o'clock and then later for them to repeat the news. And I noticed that they were putting a lot of other stuff in front of that. And that was like the big news that happened on that weekend. And when they finally talked about it, it was like a short segment. And I just knew that something was not right. And then that's when I saw the video that some guy was filming from his balcony. Did you saw the video?
I haven't seen anything from a balcony. I saw a video of a guy. Now, we're talking about a situation in Miami where the cops had a car surrounded. They blasted a guy away and killed him in his driver's seat or something like that. And there was somebody who was nearby who was videoing it on his cell phone. The cops came after him, pointed a gun at him, and stole his cell phone and then smashed it on the ground, then took him in and interrogated him before letting him out.
Well, the one that I saw, it was one that they had it that night. It was someone that was in a balcony from a high rise that was pointing right down in that moment, and he actually filmed when the guy in the car just stopped, and all of a sudden these cops just walked towards the car just shooting at it.
Incredible.
He's in the whole video. He caught it.
you know, if they behave like this in whatever circumstance, I don't know if it was a car chase or what. I mean, I don't think all the facts probably are not out yet on this one. But if they behave if they behave like this in this circumstance, how often have they done this and not been videoed?
And not, yeah.
Right, because usually people tend to behave in patterns. Go ahead.
Well, they're notorious in Miami Beach for doing this. This is not the first time they do this kind of crazy stuff. They did it some years ago during one of those things that happened on Memorial Weekend or something. And it turns out that the cop who beat this guy up, supposedly beat him up, he was back in the force. And I actually have a picture of him in the Miami Herald from about 3 years ago, and I was surprised it was the same guy. Now I'm worried. I want to stay away from this guy, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I hear where you're coming from. Now, why do you think it is that the English-speaking TV stations would have sidelined this story, whereas the Spanish-speaking ones were more focused on it?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I would guess that the English-speaking stations are much more establishment than the Spanish-speaking stations are, I would guess. Although in Miami...
Miami Beach, by the way.
Miami Beach, you're right. It's a different community entirely. In Miami, you would think that even Spanish speakers would be establishment.
You would think.
Yeah, you'd think.
Yeah, hey, I mean, I'm sorry?
Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, it's just that, to tell you the truth, I caught that one. It was a local channel that was Channel 41. I actually caught that by accident. I was just channel surfing, and I caught it. They were talking about it, and I was like, wow, I was surprised that they were talking about the details, how there was the police had to wait on one of those warrants, one of those court things to actually search the car. And that's when they say they found the gun, you know?
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the information, James. Interesting pointer that the English-speaking stations just kind of, a little blurb about the story, but the Spanish-speaking stations much more in-depth. And maybe, again, like you said, Mark, it would seem like the Spanish-speaking stations should also be establishment. Maybe it's demographics. Maybe there's a different demo for the Spanish-speaking stations.
A lot of Spanish-speaking cops in Miami. I don't know. I don't know.
Your thoughts are welcome at 800-259-9231. Or maybe they just got scooped. You know, maybe the other stations just got scooped on and they just didn't get as good of coverage. Who knows? If there's a pattern of that sort of behavior, though, then that would be another thing, right? Like if it's consistent that the mainstream stations are ignoring police abuse and the Spanish stations are reporting on it, then there's definitely something to that.
Wasn't Miami or Dade County the place where when they did that test and they tried to get complaint forms from the police departments, that wasn't Dade County the one of the
Broward County as well, but yeah, down South Florida.
I remember that, where the kid got his head smashed in.
Yeah, they got beat up for asking for a complaint form.
That's right.
What do you want a complaint form for? I just want a complaint form.
What's your name? I can't get one anonymously. They did a study. What you're talking about is the Police Complaint Center. And they still have a website. You can go and check out these videos for yourself. But look up Police Complaint Center. And Diop Kamau is the guy who is in charge of it. He's a former cop. So this guy knows what the hell he's doing, right? And he decided he was going to, long before Barry Cooper, who's done a great job with Never Get Busted and in the Cop Busters, long before Cop Busters, there was the Police Complaint Center. And Police Complaint Center would do essentially reverse stings on cops. They would set up the police by going in and undercover video footage and things like that, going into these police departments was one of the things they did to ask for a complaint form, just to see what kind of rigmarole the individual who was asking for the complaint form would be put through just to file a complaint with the department. And then they reported on which departments actually had forms, which departments had forms and gave them out, which departments had forms and refused to give them out, which departments had forms and forced the person to fill out the form at the department with a police officer overseeing the entire thing, which departments would not give anybody any information, and then, of course, the violent footage where the police were threatening and actually getting violent.
They put him in the hospital.
Yeah.
And I believe that the number of police, that the stations that they went to, only two of them actually had a form of, you know, the 100 or 75, whatever it was. It was a big number that they went to. I think it was two that had the form.
Yeah. And what's that tell you about sort of the institutionalized, ideas around complaining that these cops have?
It's funny because when you work at a private business, like the last two places I have, or the place I work now and the last place I've worked, These are jobs where we deal with customers. Mm-hmm. Our company wants us to be nice to customers to the extent that they hire an outside company to come in and be secretive about the transaction and then report how we did.
Yeah, that's what customer service looks like. And I'm afraid that most government agencies, and especially police departments, haven't the foggiest inclination what customer service is about. Excuse me.
By the way, the Police Complaint Center, their website, policeabuse.com, they've been operating for a long time. So there's video footage that goes back to the 1990s that these guys have. If I'm recalling correctly, there was one where they actually like put a black guy in a car and put him in this neighborhood where it was alleged that you're likely to get pulled over if you're a black guy. And,
well, you know, it's not fair just putting a known criminal in a car like that.
God. So they put a black guy in a car, and I think they put a white guy in the same car or something like that, and they, you know, they kind of had a little experiment, you know, different nights or whatever, when, you know, just kind of to see what the police would do when essentially the two people were behaving in similar driving manners. And of course the black guy was absolutely targeted in a greater manner than the white guy, if I'm recalling correctly. Stuff like that, just really revealing video.
I just
reporting.
Watched the Stossel from last week, and there was I think it was the Manhattan Institute was on there saying that, well, no, police don't act in a racist manner. It's just that black people commit more crime.
That's nonsense.
There are people that believe that very strongly.
Let's talk to Dustin in Nebraska. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live. Me and Julia and Mark.
Hey, Mark, I love your Edgington Post interviews. I always listen to the podcast, but you don't seem to archive them, do you?
They're attached, and they're not separate. They're just attached to the shows. So they're archived, you know, on the Free Talk Live shows.
Well, it's hard to find the one I'm looking for. Yeah, you did one a while ago with Mike George from Strong America Now. Do you remember that one?
Strong America Now.
He's the one that wanted to eliminate all the different fraud. He said he could balance the budget.
Yeah.
Mark is, you know, he talked at one point about having a website separate for the Edgington Post, but I don't think he ever went anywhere and did anything with that.
It's just a lot of work maintaining that thing as opposed to, you know, I mean, it's really just an interview segment for Free Talk Live.
Yeah, maybe if enough people were demanding it, Mark would get his butt in gear and actually do something about that. But I guess he just doesn't feel that motivated, so maybe you guys can figure out a way to motivate him. I'm not sure what that is.
Money.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Maybe you could click the Free Talk Live list of shows and then just do a find and try to find the guy's name. That might work. We're coming up. Free Talk Live. After you next.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kit Essentials Nutritionally Complete Drink, providing your picky eater with essential nutrition and great taste in one drink. Visit us at kitessentials.com. To make sure your kids eat healthy, follow the 5-a-day plan. Serve 3 servings of vegetables and 2 servings of fruit daily. Remember, a serving could just mean a piece of fruit or a half cup of veggies. If your kids are picky eaters, ask a nutritionist about other sources. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.